On a dusty stretch of land in Alamogordo, there's a whole facility dedicated to studying brackish groundwater. The space has a pretty lengthy name, the Brackish Groundwater National Desalination Research Facility. That's quite a mouthful, so most people call it Buggendorf. It was built over a decade ago to serve as a hub for researchers from all over the country.
We do have a spectrophotometer and what we call a TLC analyzer.
On a recent facility tour, Buggendorf staff showed off the site. There's a laboratory full of equipment that can transform brackish groundwater into fresh, clean water, the kind you could drink or sprinkle on crops, through a process known as desalination. There are two large evaporation ponds, more on that later, and long rows of a special desert shrub that sucks salt out of the soil.
It's fantastic feed for livestock.
Desalination isn't new. Pei Xu teaches civil engineering at New Mexico State University.
Brackish water desalination, that has been a mature technology for many years. So the technologies are there, but these technologies are challenged by a few technical and environmental issues.
One of the biggest environmental issues is what to do with something called brine, the salty concentrate that gets left behind during the desalination process. This is a unique challenge for inland states like New Mexico. Coastal cities have a vast supply of salty seawater. They convert that into drinking water, then inject the brine back into the ocean. That's not an option here.
We have limited options for the brine disposal. So right now, one option is through the deep well injection, injected underground.
Another, Xu says, is to discharge the brine into an evaporation pond, like the ones at Buggendorf. Once the water evaporates, the salt can be carted off somewhere else. But these and other proposed options all have potentially negative environmental impacts. So Xu and other researchers are looking at ways to minimize the impacts.
The concentrated disposal is a key component for us to consider.
Another major challenge is simply the cost. Desalination is expensive, and that cost will likely fall on consumers in the form of higher water bills. Phil King is with the Civil Engineering Department at NMSU.
We've been blessed with very cheap water for a long time. We are not going to run out of water. However, we are out of cheap water.
That's why Buggendorf was founded. The goal is for researchers to develop the most cost-effective desalination technologies so consumers aren't hit quite as hard. Alamogordo is currently building a desalination plant. Water experts hope breakthroughs at the nearby research facility will keep the costs down and the environmental impacts minimal, and provide a model to other inland states. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Mallory Falk.